This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a great weekend. Take in some health information. So that's what we're going to do for the next hour or two. We're going to share some vital health stories with you. There's a lot of health news that is worth reviewing, and we're going to take your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. Very anxious to hear from you. That's 877-726-TALK this hour or next. And this hour, we're going to tackle a story that made a big splash in the news. Up to 25 cups of coffee a day is safe for heart health, according to studies. Also, a cup of blueberries every day will reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease by anywhere from 12 to 15%. So what's up with these stories? We're going to tackle those a little later this hour. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got a call from Mike in Philadelphia. Let's start the show with a live call. Hi.
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I just had a cardiac cath and got some disturbing news about like an 80% blockage, a 60% blockage, a 50%, and a 40%. And I was doing some research on this and came across this carriage study that talked about the difference between stents versus surgery versus just medicine. And if I read it correctly, and unless it's been superseded, it seemed like just medicine is just as effective as going down the stent route. And I had my consultation on Monday with my cardiologist, but I thought I'd give you a call to see if you could shed any light, generally speaking, for people and any specific questions I might want to ask the cardiologist.
Okay, yeah. You know, this is kind of a really an important question because these days we're screening people for cardiovascular disease, not just with cholesterol, but we're doing EBT heart scans to see if they have calcium deposition in their coronary arteries, and then that might lead to a cardiac catheterization where we can actually image the arteries. We see narrowing. We see what we call blockage, but really narrowing doesn't necessarily equate to blockage. And on the basis sometimes of blockage alone, or the alleged, what they sometimes term the widowmaker, which is a great marketing scheme for getting people to do radical interventions, they tell you that you need to kind of Roto-Rooter your pipes preventively, even though you seem to feel fine. They feel like the crack of doom is upon you because you have the narrowing. So what the carriage study showed is that, and they actually compared people who were managed medically, who had signs of blockage, and in some cases were symptomatic with angina, which is exertional pain. They managed them with either they tried both bypass and or stenting versus medical management, which means aggressive cholesterol lowering. Yeah, they're going to use statins, and maybe they're going to use beta blockers. Certainly blood pressure control is part of that. And what they found is that when it came to the ultimate outcome, which is whether you're going to live or die, it didn't make much difference, you know, and especially if you're asymptomatic. If you don't have symptoms, it doesn't make much of a difference. You have symptoms, obviously, if you have what's called revascularization and they open you up, you're going to have some improvements in your status. You're going to, you know, your blood will circulate better. You'll be able to play tennis again without chest pressure. You'll be able to climb stairs. And from the standpoint of performance, you're going to get some improvement. With standpoint of the ultimate outcome, which is, are you going to survive longer? It didn't seem to make a difference. So You know, you got to be really careful about what to do in this situation. You do have significant blockage, and that does pose risk for you. They're certainly going to put you on aspirin or maybe even more aggressive blood thinning to prevent a blood clot. You know, you can sometimes be pushed into a more aggressive procedure than you need. And I actually recall an instance where I was working with a young physician. He was really in his 40s. And he said, well, you know, they had me get some tests, and they said, well, maybe we better take a look. They did a cardiac catheterization, and ultimately they put two stents in him. And he told me that he very much regretted getting the stents put in, because the problem with stents is they'd be great if they worked forever and they were perfectly efficient at keeping the blood vessels open, but there's a tendency for stents to close. That's a problem. They use now what are called drug-eluting stents, stents that are coated with actually a chemotherapy drug called paclitaxel. And this is something that keeps them from closing because it sort of injures the coronary arteries, preventing them from proliferating and closing. But instrumenting yourself with a little piece of, well, it's basically a piece of metal, creates scarring, and the scarring will sometimes cause closure. And once you start getting stents, sometimes it leads to more stents and ultimately bypass. And you don't want to just casually go down that road. There's got to be really strong reasons. So I'm not going to tell you precisely what to do, because I don't know your coronary anatomy. I don't know all your circumstances. But it's a big decision, and it's appropriate for you to, you know, get a couple of opinions and get some opinions from doctors who are conservative about doing bypass, and consider other alternatives. Consider chelation therapy, for example. I've done that in a lot of patients who have blockage. Consider, you know, really radical lifestyle intervention. Find out, you know, what your specific risks are. You know, do a very thorough evaluation of all your coronary risk factors. Why did you get there? What can you alleviate? And sometimes it's, you know, different things for different people. It could be LP little a, or it could be a borderline hemoglobin A1C, prediabetes, or metabolic syndrome. And these are factors that can be modified, and then we can reduce your risk going forward. So, you know, it sounds like a typical day in the office for me. Seeing patients like you offering second opinions happens all the time. So good luck to you, and let us know how that goes on Monday. Maybe there's a part two to your question that you offered this week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Big story in the news today is up to 25 cups of coffee a day, still safe for heart health, study says. So, you know, frankly, if you drink 25 cups of coffee per day, you'll be pretty annoying. And you might end up sounding like one of the chipmunks because everything's speeded up with all that caffeine. But this study is really being misrepresented in the press. The CNN report says that coffee lovers might be able to breathe a sigh of relief. A new study found that drinking even large amounts of the caffeinated beverage won't stiffen arteries and harm your heart. Well, okay, so this study is looking at what are called surrogate endpoints. It's looking at whether arteries stiffen, and that does not perfectly equate with the risk of living or dying, okay? It's just a marker, which I guess it's reassuring to hear that people who consume lots of coffee, but it's misrepresented because very, very few participants in the study drank 25 cups of coffee a day. The average intake among the highest coffee consumption group was 5 cups a day. So what they demonstrated is that people who consumed around 5 cups of coffee a day didn't come to harm. And, yeah, there were a few outliers, people who consumed, 10, 15, 20, 25 cups of coffee. But really it was assessing what happens when you consume 3 or more cups of coffee per day. That's what the object of the study was. So, again, it's kind of like fake health news, a clickbait headline. While it's reassuring to hear that 3 or more cups of coffee per day don't damage the heart blood vessels' elasticity, that alone is not enough to say that you can drink 25 cups of coffee a day and get away with it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We welcome your phone calls. We're live. We're here. We're responsive. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. And there's more on the coffee story, more good news, because while I don't recommend that people consume 25 cups of coffee per day, I think that was an act of extreme journalistic malpractice to publish a headline like that. But it turns out that according to the California legislature, coffee doesn't cause cancer. And, well, you may say, of course coffee doesn't cause cancer. Who says coffee causes cancer? Well, actually, there have been a series of lawsuits in California. You know, California's a peculiar state because they have something called Proposition 65, which is otherwise known as the 1986 Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act, aka Proposition 65. And Prop 65 is like a loaded gun pointed at the head of big companies, because if there is even a scintilla of evidence that a product that you're making could theoretically at some point in some amount cause cancer, there's a basis for a lawsuit. And there are Prop 65 lawyers cruising around in the shark-infested waters off of California, ready to take a bite out of you. And that's what they've done to coffee manufacturers, because on what basis do they say that coffee is a cancer-causing? Well, there's something called acrylamide in coffee. Remember the French fry, toast, acrylamide scare of a few years ago? It was thought that acrylamide was a potent carcinogen, and acrylamide occurs whenever you toast something, and you get that kind of burnt quality. Well, that happens big time when you roast coffee beans. And so it was said on the basis of scientific evidence that acrylamide was a carcinogen, that because there was some acrylamide in coffee, that therefore coffee caused cancer. But actually, there is no scientific evidence that big consumers of coffee get more cancer. So, yeah, theoretically, it made some sense. Nonetheless, lawyers sued companies that sold coffee, like 7-Eleven, Yum Yum Donuts, and a place called BP West Coast Products. And, you know, most of the time you don't want to go to a jury trial with that. So these companies settled. Basically, there was a shakedown. One lawyer involved in this litigation personally took home nearly $730,000 from acrylamide legislation. So what they did was California passed a law, a new regulation, that will provide coffee manufacturers and retailers protection from Prop 65 shakedowns. So that's really ticking off all those Prop 65 lawyers. They say that they're going to challenge that rule, that they can't be prevented from suing companies that make supposedly toxic or dangerous products. But it, you know, it's an example of the law of unintended consequences. It's a good idea, you know. Okay, protect California consumers, but the net result is that you had a bunch of lawyers making big windfalls by threatening companies with expensive litigation over trivial concerns about minuscule amounts of ingredients that could be problematic. They do that with vitamin companies all the time. They sue vitamin companies because they say, well, we found that there's a tiny amount of this or that or the other in your supplements, way below the threshold of the Environmental Protection Agency. And on the basis of that, the companies don't want to go to court. They end up settling, or they actually leave California altogether. They decide too expensive to do business, too much liability to do business in the perilous legal climate of California. So coffee gets a pass, at least in the state, the Sunshine State of California. Here's something that is reliably a functional food. It's olive oil. Olive oil contains beneficial polyphenols. It's great for heart health. There's even compounds within olive oil that enhance bone density. But you're only going to get those compounds if the olive oil is fresh and aromatic. Olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time. And that's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest. And that's thanks to the good folks of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And here's an offer. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil. It's normally $39, but you can get it for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. I just made some great salmon yesterday with olive oil and seasoning. They're far and away the brightest, most lively and flavorful olive oils ever. And so here's how you get it. Go to myfavoriteoliveoil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Check out the generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck at MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Call us today for Intelligent Medicine.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer, or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us this hour or next. And another story, somewhat misleading, in the news this week, and I wrote about it in our newsletter, a big article kind of breaking down the story for you. Blueberries may promote heart health. Researchers estimate that eating a cup of blueberries a day reduced the risk of any cardiovascular event by 13%. So I'm just going to jump in my car and just run off to the supermarket and get myself some blueberries. And I'm going to make sure that I eat blueberries every single day to reduce my risk of any kind of cardiovascular problem. Right? Well, okay, let's take a look at the study. Because here I have it. It's from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And if I scroll down, in very fine print, I can barely read it. Kind of have to look real close, put on my reading glasses. Supported by the U.S. Highbush Blueberry Council. Uh-oh. Well, they say, and this is the usual disclaimer, the funders of the study had no role in study design, data collection, data analysis, data interpretation, or writing of the report. Okay. Nonetheless, there's a little bit of an impetus to show that maybe Americans should be consuming more blueberries. And so what are they talking about here? They say, the claim is that you will reduce the risk of any cardiovascular event by 13%. But this is not a study where they looked at cardiovascular events because it was a short study. It was a six-month study. But what they looked at, again, you know, as in the coffee study, they looked at surrogate markers, markers which predict cardiovascular events. They looked at high-density HDL particles. They looked at apolipoprotein A. They looked at nitric oxide, which dilates blood vessels. And all that stuff is pretty cool. But what they had to do is a little bit of a mathematical extrapolation. They say that these improvements in vascular function, lipid status, and nitric oxide activity are predictive of a 12 to 15% reduction in cardiovascular disease risk. And the authors conclude rather ambitiously, blueberries should be included in dietary strategies to reduce individual and population cardiovascular disease risk. Well, what does it take to get the results in this study? Well, it took a cup, not of fresh blueberries, but of a concentrated freeze-dried blueberry powder, which is kind of interesting. And so the way they did it is they did the study for 6 months, people consuming either one cup of this concentrated blueberry powder or a half cup of concentrated blueberry powder or a placebo powder. So why did they use regular blueberries? Well, the reason is because how do you have a blueberry placebo? What do you do? Give people little plastic marbles instead of blueberries that look like blueberries? No, it's not going to work. So in order to mask the placebo effect, they got a sachet that was delivering a cup of concentrated blueberry extract versus a half-diluted one, which was delivering a half cup, versus none, which was flavored similarly and had the similar carbohydrate content, because you get a little bit of carbohydrates from that. And what they found is that it took the full cup to have any effect. There was absolutely no effect from half a cup. So you may say, well, I can't really afford a cup of blueberries a day. I mean, last time I checked, a cup of blueberries, they'll set you back about $4.99, $5.99, $8.99 if they're organic. Then they should be organic because organic's better for you. So maybe you can't do that every day, or maybe the store doesn't have them every day. So you do it maybe every other day and you feel like you're getting some of the benefits. Well, the people who did the half cup a day didn't get any benefits. And so I did a little calculation for my story. I looked up freeze-dried blueberries and I found at Thrive Market, which is where I get some of my stuff. It's a mail-order place. I found that you can get blueberries for, let's see here, 34 grams of freeze-dried blueberries for 5 $28.29 per packet. Well, 28 grams is a cup. So you figure if you're going to do this six-month course of therapy, you'd have to consume four-fifths of a packet at $5.29 per day. That would set you back $756 for the six-month experiment. Multiply that by two. That's $1,300 worth of freeze-dried blueberries a year for cardiovascular prevention. And the study, there's some concerns associated with the study. They exaggerate the practical implications of the study, because who's going to, A, foot the bill for all those blueberries, and B, do the blueberries really make you die less of heart disease, have less heart attacks or strokes? However, the costs of prevention using statin drugs, by the way, in people with metabolic syndrome, like the people in this blueberry experiment, statin drugs reduce cardiovascular events by 16%, which is comparable. So really, the kind of protection you're getting from the blueberries is about comparable to what you're getting from statins. And the cost of each quality-adjusted life year gained with statin treatment was estimated at $6,750. So in terms of medical economics, the blueberries, while expensive, kind of comparable. And oh, by the way, blueberries don't cause liver function abnormalities, severe muscle soreness, or any of the other consequences, blood sugar abnormalities associated with statin drugs. So, yeah, again, got to look a little behind the headlines sometimes with these stories. That's what we do for you here on Intelligent Medicine. Something that I am really big on, because I think the research is really there, is True Niagen Pro. It's a unique form of nicotinamide riboside, which is an activated form of vitamin B3. It's clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource isn't constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age, and especially in disease states, it really goes down. When NAD levels are low, our cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. And published research, it's there, you can find it, shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. And when surveyed, True Niagen users, like me, report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies. Now, here's the catch. It's only available through healthcare practitioners, but you can get yours, as many of my listeners and patients do, by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro. Check it out, please. All right, this item has to do with all those heartburn drugs that we're prescribing for people. Drugs like Prilosec and Nexium. Headline, heartburn drugs that millions take for years linked to higher risk of an early death, according to a study. Now, this comes to us from London's Daily Mail. For every 1,000 people who took drugs like Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, there were an extra 45.2 deaths among those who took proton pump inhibitors. The deaths occurred from heart disease, kidney disease, and cancers of the upper gastrointestinal tract. Dr. Zayed Al-Ali, an epidemiologist, said, quote, "The perception is that this is a safe class of medication. They're even available without a prescription over the counter. But that creates the misperception that these medications are safe. But he says it's associated with serious adverse events and also loss of life." And Dr. Ali adds, many of the 214,000 older veterans involved in the new study didn't even have any documented medical need for PPIs. They were, you know, these are highly promoted. People have heartburn, you know, take them like candy. And so Dr. Ali's team claims that people are overusing PPIs willy-nilly, taking them for months or even years, which you're really not supposed to do. These are real concerns. Also, not only that, the concern over magnesium deficiency, osteoporosis, these are B12 deficiency. These are well-documented hazards of taking PPIs long-term. So one of the themes of my writings and my practice is to help people manage gastrointestinal complaints naturally and help them wean off these dangerous drugs. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. Call us this hour or next. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number, 877-726-8255. By now, you probably have it memorized. 877-726-TALK. And this is an interesting study. Civil War plant medicines blast drug-resistant bacteria in lab tests. So you can imagine a Confederate soldier saying, "Lieutenant, one of them damn Yankees just shot me in the leg." His lieutenant says, "Here, put this poultice on." And you may think, well, that's primitive medicine. It's, you know, not going to help very much. And that's one of the reasons why it's really stark statistic. 1 in 13 surviving Civil War soldiers went home with one or more missing limbs, because you get shot in the arm and, you know, game over. You know, they didn't have antibiotics. They didn't have refined surgical techniques. And by the time you got to a field hospital, the limb was infected. And, you know, the solution was get the saw out, which that was one surgical technique they had down pretty well. But it turns out there's this interesting study done at Emory University. Of course, it's in Atlanta, you know, like Gone with the Wind. And they kind of cherish their Civil War history. And so what they did is they analyzed several indigenous plants from the area that popular lore suggested could be helpful for wound healing and preventing infections. These were the white oak, Now, curiously, white oak, something interesting about white oak, it is a source of salicylic acid and a synthetic form of salicylic acid called acetyl salicylic acid, easy to manufacture in a lab, turned out to be the basis for a drug empire. The company Bayer was founded in the 1880s in Germany based on synthesizing a version of white oak bark, making it into a patent medicine. So that was the birth of aspirin. Also, the tulip poplar and something called the devil's walking stick, they showed high levels of activity against Staph aureus, actinomyces, Klebsiella pneumonia. And so, what's the relevance of this other than a historical footnote? This is actually the basis for drug discovery because, well, how did they discover penicillin? You know, some mold grew on a petri dish in a lab where Alexander Fleming was working, and he noted that the mold inhibited the growth of the bacteria on the plate. So he said something in that mold works, extracted penicillin, and the antibiotic era was born. So these natural compounds have great promise for helping us in our race to avoid antibiotic resistance, because you know, a lot of the antibiotics we're using in livestock, unnecessary prescriptions, more and more people are becoming, are more and more bacteria are becoming antibiotic resistant, so that people will no longer get bang for their buck when they take antibiotics. All right, this one is about millennials, a much maligned generation. I didn't know this, but you know, millennials are aging. Officially, the definition of a millennial is people who were between 21 and 36 in 2017. So now they're 23 to 38. That's a millennial. I was just talking to a guy, and he seemed pretty old to me, but he said, I'm a millennial. I guess he said that upper echelon of the millennials. They say that millennials as a generation are in overall poorer health than their predecessors, Gen Xers. They have higher rates of depression, hyperactivity, substance misuse, type 2 diabetes, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis. Now, in general, they're not sick because they're young. 95% of them are doing pretty well. But the ones that are starting to show problems are the older millennials. They're 36 to 38. They have higher rates of nearly all of the top 10 most common conditions that were seen in Gen X at the same age. The group has 18% higher risk of depression than their generational predecessors. Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, also 15% more common among older millennials. So, you know, what is it? Is it sedentary lifestyle? Is it the quality of the food? Is it too much screen time? Any number of these factors may play a role in the declining health of millennials. And this is a really serious portent for our future because, we may have enough money to take care of the aging baby boomers, but 30, 40 years hence, when these folks are in their 60s and 70s, we may be in for some really serious health challenges and challenges to our economy, taking care of all these sick folks. All right, this item shows the power of a gluten-free diet. Now, you've heard that there's a relationship between what you eat and how you feel and your mood, the food-mood connection. Well, that may apply to people with mild mood disorders, right, or with mild depression, maybe anxiety to some extent, but can it help people with schizophrenia? Wow. Study here, randomized controlled trial of a gluten-free diet in patients with schizophrenia, and they determined that people had a susceptibility to gluten by doing a test called anti-gliadin antibodies. It's not a test for celiac disease, just a test that shows some reactivity to gluten. 16 participants with schizophrenia improved scores after gluten elimination. They cautioned that the study was limited by its small sample size. Larger studies are needed, but hey, it's worth a trial, even in patients with serious mental conditions like psychosis. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. See you next hour for Intelligent Medicine.